here's a story from The World.
More than 700 years ago, a religious scholar started spinning. The poet and Sufi mystic Rumi was moved by the clanging sound of goldsmiths hammering in what is now the Turkish city of Konya. Spinning in place became a form of meditation and prayer, now known as the Sema. Rumi's followers continued the practice, passing the tradition down for centuries, even through a government ban in the 1920s. Today, those who partake are known as whirling dervishes. But as the world's Duri Bhaskaran reports, it's an often misunderstood practice, torn between commercialism and tradition, even in the city of Konya, where it all started.
The spectators are seated around a circular wooden stage. A single beam of light shines down on a man who places a red sheepskin cloth on the floor. There is a procession of Semazens, those who practice the Sema. They wear tall felt headpieces and long white robes, covered by a brown outer cloak. They are all men. Women are forbidden from doing the Sema before a mixed gender audience. A type of flute, known as the ney, symbolizes the breath of God, blowing life into human forms. Standing shoulder to shoulder, the Semazens kneel. The Semazens smack the ground with their hands, and the Sema begins. They shed the outer layer, an act that symbolizes shedding their egos. They bow, and they begin to spin. It's a slow, controlled spin. One foot stays planted on the floor. At times, one hand reaches up to the sky while the other points downward, a position meant to bring love from God down to earth and its people. It's hypnotic. The movement, the swishing of the feet, the smell of incense. Many of the Semazens have a look of peace on their face, eyes half open, head leaning back, as if they're meditating. After the ceremony, one of the Semazens, Osman Sarier, changes into a brown sweater and jeans and puts his hair in a loose bun. He says the Sema ceremony is meant to represent the other world, the whirling, an act of remembering God, to listen and to remember.
Semazenlik yapıyorum burada, aynı zamanda turizm rehberliği yapıyorum. Burası İrfan Medeniyeti Araştırma Kültür Merkezi.
Outside the ritual, he explains, most Semazens live normal lives. They get married, have kids, work desk jobs. Sarıyer himself works as a guide at the center where the ceremony took place.
Bütün dinlere ve Hazreti Mevlana'nın da görüşlerine göre.
Doing the Sema for tourists is a way to share this ritual. He says anyone, no matter their faith, can feel the energy in this room and get something out of it. But not all Semazens believe in sharing the ritual so widely. In 2008, UNESCO inscribed the Sema as one of the masterpieces of the oral and intangible heritage of humanity. Konya today is a place of pilgrimage for many Muslims and people of other faiths. They come to visit an elaborate tomb where the 13th century religious philosopher Rumi is buried. This mausoleum is crowned by a tower of sky blue tile. In December, hotels in the city are sold out for weeks as people come from all over to pay their respects. And in this hubbub, where buses full of tourists arrive to buy tickets to see the whirling dervishes and flock to the shops where tiny figures of Semazens can be bought as souvenirs, it can start to feel a bit, well, commercial.
When we do Sema in public, it's a demonstration. Sema is really a very private thing.
Ismail Fenter is originally from California, a man who grew up Catholic, moved to Konya, and converted to Islam. He regularly does the Sema in the Rose Garden of the International Mevlana Foundation, which is just steps away from Rumi's tomb. It's a free demonstration, and that's how Fenter believes it should be.
So yeah, to have it done for money, to turn it into dance and art, I mean, from the true Mevlevi perspective, and I'm speaking only for myself, it's not preferred. It's not preferred.
Sometimes Semazens get around this rule by accepting donations for their group after a demonstration. But others remain in seclusion, believing that this is the purest form of the ritual. I meet Adnan Kachuk at a cafe in central Konya. He brings his wife and teenage daughter. By day, he's a manager at a construction firm, but he's also a Semazen. He says historically, Semazens were organized in dervish orders throughout the Ottoman Empire and beyond. The orders were banned in 1925 as Turkey was becoming a secular republic, so they went underground. By the 1990s, when Kachuk was a teenager, there were very few young Semazens in Konya. But one day, a Polish official called Konya's tourism office to ask if they had any whirling dervishes they could send to participate in a youth festival. Kachuk says that he and his friends were recruited for a crash course in how to be a Semazen, practicing to turn themselves around on a mat that was just 10 feet square. They got the robes, flew to Poland, and it was a success. He started doing the ritual publicly. But as it became more popular, as people hired the Semazens for weddings, tour groups, even shopping malls, the ritual turned sour. They'd take us to a hotel. People would be eating. And as we're preparing the sema, they're serving alcohol, he says, which completely contradicts the ritual of a sema. Today, Kachuk gathers with a small group of friends to do the sema privately. Before the pandemic, they did it once a week. According to tradition, the organization can have no bank account, no political affiliation, no excluding people from any segment of society, no doing the sema for any reason other than dedication to your God. In modern society, our minds are already so busy with worldly matters, Kachuk says. There needs to be a place that's cleansed of all that. These places give you room to breathe. For The World, I'm Derry Buscarin in Konya. From PRX.